Please turn to Psalm 34. David was in a bad situation. He'd been anointed future king by Samuel. He'd gone out and had amazing faith and amazing victory over Goliath. And then you see lots of subsequent victories over Philistines and other enemies of Israel. And he'd been in Saul's palace. He'd been playing music on a harp, entertaining, and had spears hurled at him. Saul would go into rages and try to kill him several times. And he'd go out, and Jonathan would work with him on bringing him back, restoring the relationship. He'd seen Saul attempting to kill him, and on his way to try to get him, be filled with the Spirit, prophesy, and, you know, apologize and welcome him back, and then try to kill him again. You know, he'd seen all of this. And then David began his journey through the wilderness, trying to stay a step ahead of Saul and his army, and step ahead of death, and somehow made it down to the enemy camp, Abimelech, the Philistine king. And to stay alive there, he faked madness. And if you remember the story, Abimelech said, why do I need another madman in our town? Get him out of here. But in the midst of all that, the Psalm 34 came to David's heart. It wasn't, oh, Lord, save me from a mad king. It wasn't, save me from the evil Philistines. It wasn't all that. It was Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name forever. Let's stop there and think. I will bless. That's a personal. I'm personally going to bless. My soul is going to boast. It's more than just my mouth. My whole soul is lifted up and is able to say, the Lord is magnified. Can you hear the crescendo? It's welling up. Verse 3, oh, magnify with me. Come on, everybody, join in with me. What a crescendo. Well, why is he wanting to do all that? Verse 4, let me tell you what happened to me. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Are you seeking like David was seeking? He will answer you. He will deliver you. There's a definite belief, strong conviction and faith that David had there. He saw it in his own life. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. That's his personal testimony. Are you seeking too? Verse 5, here's testimony from others, apparently. They looked to him and were radiant. They, and looking into the face of the Father, they were radiant. They reflected his light. Their faces were never going to reflect shame because they were looking at the Father. That's what we can say too, right? You know, when we look at the Lord, are we ever ashamed? No, our shame comes from looking away, looking to other things. In verse 6, have we ever experienced affliction and crying? Well, the firm conviction is that he will hear and he will save from troubles. The poor man cried. Wow, do we ever feel rich when we're sorrowful? No, we're forgetting all the trappings of materialism. We have nothing. We need consolation. The Lord heard and answered him and saved him. It's one thing to get promises. It's another thing to get salvation. And I've been in many situations where I cried out for mercy and the Lord delivered. And then I go on my merry way and forget what happened. You know, that's a real danger in life to not rehearse, like we're seeing here in Psalm 34. Rehearse what the Lord has done for us. Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling trapped? Like verse 7 is talking about. He is camped all around you. He's got a 360 camp. He's encamped all around you. What an amazing thing. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. And not just that, he rescues them. That's a promise. Continuing in verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for to those who fear him there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Oh, taste. Are you hungry? Are you famished? It's too early to be famished, and it's 12:30 already. Okay, I guess we forgot to change that. Are you hungry? Taste and see. My one and only grandson is very picky about eating. I'll have good things I know are delicious. I have some Asian persimmons that are really sweet. They're like Jell-O. They're just so sweet, naturally. And he will not touch them to his lips. I have kiwis in abundance, hundreds of them, little hardy kiwis. And I cannot get him to see that putting one in his mouth will result in joy. He will not taste it. He will not even begin to try. And I think if he began to try, he would see that it's good. And we have the same problem, right? Do we not even want to try something for the first time? Taste and see that the Lord is good. I know we've all talked to people and tried to encourage them to seek the Lord. And they, oh, you know, I think the Lord's going to weigh what I've done and balance, and I've done enough good things. They just don't want a relationship like that. Taste and see. When you're hungry, take refuge in him. Verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. For those who fear him, there is no want. Are you poor and needy? Take refuge in him. Fear the Lord. Watch the Lord provide. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. One of my favorite Brooklyn Tabernacle songs. He is more than enough, Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider. We know he's faithful. We've seen his faithfulness time and time and time again. He will provide. Verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves length of days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Seek the Lord and you will not lack good things. Any good thing. Not by our definition of any good thing, but by God's definition. He is going to see that you're provided for. And then verse 11, pass that news on to the next generation. That is our challenge. How do we pass on to the next generation the aspect of seeking what is good and seeing the Lord provide? Come, you children, listen to me. And then the encouragement to the young people is, verse 12, do you desire a long, good life? Well, here in verse 13, you can guard your speech, avoid evil and deceitful speech, and you can guard your actions in verse 14. do good versus evil. Seek peace. Pursue peace. The eyes of the Lord, verse 15, are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. He keeps all of his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. Those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. And here David goes back and basically repeats many of the same points he made earlier. Brokenhearted, crying, troubled, crushed, the Lord is there. Call on him. Yes, we do have many afflictions. The Lord will deliver. Yes, we do have bone-smashing incidents that arise in our life. The Lord is going to keep them. Will the evil arise? Yes, the Lord's against them. He knows what our complaints are about those who are attempting to do evil to us, and he is against them. There will be a righteous judgment. There will be a condemnation. But you know what is important to us is there's going to be a redemption. He's going to redeem us ultimately and will be eternally safe in the care of the Lord. That's the blessing that we have to look forward to. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. What a promise. Father, thank you for your word. We thank you for the testimony of David, for how you were with him a day at a time through difficult years of fleeing from Saul. We thank you for his words of encouragement through the Spirit to us today. Guide the rest of the service today as we continue to seek your face. In Jesus' name, amen.